You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
And now zombies to the rescue. Precocious fourth graders and other young readers have a chance to go back to school with a spirit of adventure. A playground where bullies battle zombies and virtuous underdogs triumph is the setting for Zero Degree Zombie Zone by author Patrick Henry Bass and illustrator Jerry Kraft. With his new book, Bass has filled a children's literature niche for young zombie lovers, as well as spinning a fun, innocent yarn about African-American boys and girls, not weighted down by the heavy race messages and overused urban kid cool of other young fiction titles. Bass says he was just looking for a fresh approach.
I didn't want this to be a race-driven narrative. I wanted this to be about kids in a school who are battling these zombies and xenon. And I was thinking about the kids, especially African-American boys, who don't see themselves in literature all that much. I wanted to do three boys as opposed to one boy, because we'll see often one kid by a basketball hoop, and the basketball hoop always has no nets. And I just wanted to give as much, you know, multi-dimensions to these kids as possible for fourth graders. When I was growing up and reading literature, I read Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, I read Red Badge of Courage, and I didn't see myself in the narratives, but no one needed to explain anything to me about Willy Wonka or the Oompa Loompas. I just sort of went along for the ride, and I wanted to do the same thing with the Zero Degree Zombie Zone.
Now, the zombie thing does come naturally, because kids of this age who will read this book are really obsessed with death. They're concerned about, you know, what's going to happen? Why am I here? That sort of thing.
Well, in the narrative, Bakari's grandfather, you know, that's my homage or me, you know, certainly embracing some of the tenets of African-American children's literature that Virginia Hamilton and Walter Dean Myers and so many of them did so well. So I did want to connect Bakari to an elder. So his grandfather has died, you know, but I didn't want that to weigh heavily on the plot. I didn't want this to be Bambi's dad. But having that granddad there, I think, was important. It sort of anchored the narrative.
Well, you're kind of childlike. You've always been that way on this show. I think you'll never grow up. And, you know, kids do have a very unselfconscious view of death. They don't – it's not a big Bambi Disney deal. Well, this happened. What if I could just communicate with Grandpa? It makes a lot of sense to kids, and I suspect this narrative will make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, when I was about 10 or 12 years old, I completely connected with my grandparents. I mean, that is where that came from in a truly organic way. I loved my grandparents because they gave me a sense of freedom that my parents didn't. I mean, they had gotten older in age, so it's not like they could run around and run with the switch, right? Because I grew up in the South, right?
So
my grandmother would try to, you know, tap us with a fly swatter, but, you know, she just didn't have the energy for that, right? So I always enjoyed spending time with them. They were great storytellers, and so a lot of that appears in the narrative as well. And what I really wanted to do, John, was just to have fun. And, I mean, we're looking at the headlines today, and, I mean, all of the information that the kids are absorbing. I was thinking about video games. I mean, the entire time I worked on the narrative, although African-American children are central to this story, I was listening to Nine Inch Nails because I wanted to have that energy in that. I did, and I listened to the soundtrack to There Will Be Blood, so that type of pulsating rhythm. I wanted kids, once they start reading it, to just get absorbed, and they'll look up and they're finished with the novel.
So you're the guy in the cabin at the Iowa Writers' Workshop with Nine Inch Nails coming out of the, and There Will Be Blood on the laptop.
I was actually writing this in the writer's room, which is an urban writer's colony, and I was afraid I was going to get kicked out because it was blaring.
Nice. It's a good formula. I would like to try it. Patrick Henry Bass, thanks so much and congrats.
Well, thank you so much, John.
Patrick Henry Bass is author of the new book for young readers, Zero Degree Zombie Zone. He's editorial projects director for Essence.
The Takeaway is supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training programs developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory, attention, and problem solving through games. Learn more at Lumosity.com.
The Henry Luce Foundation, for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia. And the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable developments in communities across the country.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.